Last week, demonstrators gathered outside a police precinct in downtown Buffalo to rally for police accountability. They came out for Wardell Davis, who died last week while being apprehended by two Buffalo police officers. What's a citizen to do when they feel victimized by police? In many cities, including Rochester and Pittsburgh, police investigations into public complaints are reviewed by a citizen panel. But here in Buffalo, police are permitted to police themselves, and they rarely find fault with the conduct of officers accused of using excessive force.
I don't feel as if they're held accountable because it's the fox watching the chicken coop when it comes to internal affairs.
That's Gary Connors, father of Matthew Connors, who was shot and killed by Officer James Reese in August 2009. Police said Reese acted in self-defense. The Internal Affairs Division of the Police Department completed 62 investigations into allegations of excessive use of force during a 2.5-year period ending last fall. Officers were found at fault in only 4 cases. That means officers are cleared of wrongdoing 94% of the time. Another 26 cases remain open, dating as far back as 2014. Stephen Cohen, the attorney for the Connors family, had this to say about internal affairs.
I think that fairness demands that there be some transparency with what internal affairs does. There is none. It's absolutely secret.
In a deposition related to the Connors case, former police commissioner McCarthy Gibson acknowledged the problem with police investigating police. When asked whether police officers will lie to protect other officers about on-duty misconduct, he said yes. Gary Connors said the police stonewalled him. They would not even give him a copy of the police report.
They kept on putting us off and saying in a couple months.
In Buffalo, there are two bodies charged with holding police accountable, but neither one is effective. The Common Council established the Police Oversight Committee nearly 3 years ago, but has not addressed police misconduct or any number of other issues. Then there's the Commission on Citizens' Rights and Community Relations. It has the legal authority to review internal police records involving citizen complaints. But police rarely provide adequate documentation, and the commission does not use its subpoena power to obtain them.
It's less oversight and more community relations.
That's the commission's executive director, Richard Morrisrow. The commission hasn't released an annual report since 2009, and the mayor has allowed 4 of its 11 seats to go vacant. Local activists, including Danielle Johnson of the Justice and Opportunity Table, want more say in police oversight. They're pushing for more community representation on the commission.
I mean, it's only right for the community to have a say and to have an input as to, you know, how things proceed when folks feel as though they have been wrong.
This flawed system of checks and balances extends to the courts, where an officer's history of misconduct can remain concealed. New York Civil Rights Law 50A prohibits the release of records used to evaluate an officer's performance. But departments frequently use it as a blanket exemption on all personnel records. In court, it's up to a judge to decide whether and what is released in cases where an officer is being sued for police misconduct. Here's Stephen Cohen again.
It is very frustrating when I'm trying to get a jury to do justice, and when you have the same officer who acted like a brutal animal in the field and beat the crap out of my client for no good reason. And I want to let the jury know that, look, the person that's up there is a monster. Gets frustrating for me not to be able to show what this officer has done and not to be able to bring out their prior conduct in a court of law.
The recent death of Wardell Davis has put the issue of police accountability front and center. Our findings suggest Buffalo has a lot of room for improvement. Reporting for WBFO, I'm Daniela Porat of Investigative Post.